Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Go Black Podcast.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the Dope Black Dads podcast. My name is Umar, also known as the Kank. I want to start off by saying this quote that was quoted out yesterday by a now suspended Labour Member of Parliament. Mr. Kwar Teng, superficially, he is a black man. He went to Eton. I think he went to a very expensive prep school, all the way through the top schools in the country. If you hear him on the Today programme, you wouldn't know he is black. These comments were made by a Member of Parliament for Ealing Central and Acton, Rupa Huck. She was swiftly suspended from the Labour Party after these comments had emerged, and she issued an apology to the Chancellor, saying that she spoke out of turn and, you know, it's not consistent with the views of the Labour Party. Now, I was sharing this in various groups of mine, and this is a discussion and a debate that we were having in a lot of different groups that I'm involved with, you know, not only Dope Black, but some of the kind of like politics groups that I'm a member of on WhatsApp and Telegram. And my reflections on this and kind of speaking to other people is that we're pretty vexed about this. And actually, what Rupa said was extremely, extremely problematic. Now, I want to start off by saying that being black is not a monolith. You know, our experiences, our lived experiences as being black people is going to be very different. You know, it's going to be impacted by where you were born, where you grew up, your socioeconomic background. We don't all have the same experience of being black. And what does it even mean to be black? Now, why I'm saying that Rupa Huck's comments were problematic was that she fundamentally obviously holds a view of what a black person should look and sound like. She holds a view of what kind of socioeconomic background a black person should come from. And that is deeply problematic. But what's also troubling is that an Asian woman is saying this about a black man, which is hugely, hugely troubling. And frankly, it's racist. You know, I'm not even going to try and beat around the bush about this. It was racist. What she said was fundamentally racist. Now, people have heard me talk about my views on the government of the day, and I've been quite clear about where I stand on that. I have an issue with some of the policies that the government have undertaken. I have an issue, and I know certainly for the black community, there's a lot of issues with the ways that, you know, the views that people like Kwazi have held when it comes to black people and kind of the black experience, etc., and kind of really downplaying it or kind of blaming us as being victims of our own demise and stuff. And that is hugely problematic in itself. But what I think is very troubling is the fact that here we have an Asian woman who has come out and made these comments. And it's really sad because in Ealing, it's quite a diverse area. I was just looking at the census, and which was done in 2011, and you know, there's about an 11% black population that lives in Ealing itself. And to have a minister, well, not a minister, but an MP who served in the shadow cabinet, you know, as a shadow minister, and who's currently on the Digital Culture Select Committee as well, to make a comment like that is very ill-judged. And I think it's going to cause a lot of problems for her in her constituency, but also on a wider level itself. Now, when you have these comments being made, there's a lot of issues that people take with the way that Priti Patel, now Suella Braverman, who's Home Secretary, Rishi Sunak, a lot of other people who've been in government for the last 10, 12 years, and a lot of the policies that they've undertaken. But I've never heard her say that, you know, are they superficially brown? You know, do their behavior, is that according to, you know, whatever the standard is of being a brown person is? You know, is that correct? And what does it mean to be a black person generally, Rupa? You know, it's a problem. Because is your view of a black person that to have the black lived experience, you need to have grown up in a single parent household or be struck by poverty or, you know, go to a bad school and have bad education, have contact with the police, be stopped and searched all the time? You know, I'm just throwing out all the stereotypes that people think when it comes to being a black person. That's not my experience. I grew up in East London. You know, both my parents, raised by both of my parents. My dad was civil servant for the Nigerian government. My experience is that.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is the summer to expand your horizons. It's time to explore. But before you set foot out the door, set foot in the ultimate travel shoes from Allbirds. Like the breathable, silky smooth tree dasher, the responsive foam and extra grip of the tree runner, or the classic low-top look of the tree piper. Allbirds has a lightweight, ultra-packable shoe ready for whatever adventures you have planned. Boarding pass? Check. Passport? Check. The perfect travel shoe? Check. Find your perfect pair at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know, I was fortunate. I didn't want for much. I wouldn't say that I grew up in poverty, because I didn't. But I also wouldn't say that I grew up in wealth, because I didn't. But my experience was, I lived in East London at a time when it was a very tough place to live, and managed to get educated and, you know, become a solicitor, which is what I've been doing now for the last 10 years. But that's my experience. But, you know, that doesn't take away from who I am as a black person. There's a lot of other black people who have had a more privileged upbringing, who've been fortunate that their parents were able to send them to private schools, were able to send them to the top universities. They are in top jobs. They're able to do what they can. That's part of the black lived experience as well. So for you to turn around and say he's superficially a black man is really, really troubling. To say the least, because for you to kind of come out and say that, even off the record, not knowing that you're being recorded, for those who was a constituent in your area, how would they feel this morning hearing that, you know, superficially a black man? I would say, if you're going to attack someone, attack their character, attack their content, attack what they're doing. You know, there's a lot of people, you know, especially within the Black community, who are not happy with some of the policies that the Chancellor and the government have undertaken, especially in the way that it impacts the Black community. Attack that. Attack those things. Don't just call him a superficially Black man just because of the way that he sounds or just because of the upbringing that he's had. You know, his parents did well. His parents were able to afford to send him to a prep school. His parents were able to afford to send him to Eton. He went to a good university. For all intents and purposes, he's an intelligent man. Yes, he may not subscribe to Blackness in the same way that I do, but that doesn't take away from the fact that he's still a Black man, no matter however way you look at it. And I think for you to come out and say something like that is, frankly, as I said, it's racist. And I will call a spade on this because I just think it's out of order that you would say and make a comment like that. And I know, you know, you've apologized for it, but the fact is you said it in the first place, you know, off the record, off the cuff. It wasn't even, you know, it wasn't even that. And even David Lammy, let's look at somebody within your own party. Would you say he's superficially a Black man? You know, David Lammy, he speaks well. He went to Harvard. He studied with President Obama. He's a lawyer by trade. Does he subscribe to your Black theory? Or, you know, why is it reserved for Kwasi Kwarteng? You know, we all have our experiences. We all have our thoughts and our views about the way that government conducts itself. We all have our views and ways about how we think ministers conduct themselves and individuals within the government. But I think to come out and say something like that is just downright rude. It's downright racist. It's downright out of order. Be it for me, you know, obviously the Labour Party will decide whether or not she will continue to hold the Labour whip in the future. Obviously, Jeremy Corbyn, for example, he's had the whip removed. He's had it removed for a number of years now. Doesn't look like that's, you know, he's returning that anytime soon. And I certainly think, you know, if you're going to do that with him and, you know, you know, the party has its own views and kind of reasons for that. And I'm not, you know, it's not for me to kind of criticize or say otherwise. But certainly, I think, you know, for Rupert in 2022, to make a comment like that, very ill-judged, very rude, very racist. And I think she, and I hope she really reflects on what she said, because it's deeply troubling to have an MP make such comments in the way that she has. And I really hope that she does kind of reflect on it, and not just the token, I've reflected, I've done, you know, sensitivity courses and I understand more. No, just really think about what you're saying, because if you're not saying that about, I'm not justifying you saying it in any way, shape or form, but I don't recall you having the same energy when we're talking about past Asian ministers and secretaries of state in the same way that you have for Kwasi Kwarteng. Attack his policies, attack his character, attack his content, but draw the line at calling him a superficially Black man, especially as an Asian woman who does not have that lived experience of what it means to be Black. I'm going to leave it there. This has been the Dope Black Dads podcast. Thank you for listening to my semi-rant about this, but I thought it was important to kind of really raise the spectrum on this, because I just think we cannot as a community accept people making these kind of comments in turn, out of turn, in the way that it has been, because I just think we need to call it out, we need to challenge it. And again, as I say, I may not agree necessarily with the way that Kwasi Kwarteng operates.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I don't necessarily agree with some of his character, some of the things that he said about being black in the past and some of the views that he holds. I don't necessarily subscribe to those views, but I'm not going to then say that he's superficially a black man, because his black lived experience is different to my black lived experience, but we're still black men at the end of the day. So it's not for me to kind of sit there and say, well, because you didn't grow up in the end, because you don't go around saying wagwan or whatever to people, that your black lived experience is different or should be minimized. So for Rupert Huck to say that, as I said, frankly, disgusting, disgraceful. And yeah, more needs to be done to kind of address that. Anyway, that ends it there. Take care, and I'll catch up with you soon. Bye.
Dope Black Podcast.